Welcome to the Your Dream or Mine podcast, the place to be if you dream of living a life of fulfillment, freedom, flow, and most importantly, fun. I'm Laura Cruz, the Dream Transition Mentor, the creator of the unique six-step Dream Transition Method, which will take you from idle daydream to transitioning into your wildly successful freedom-based business. Listen to inspirational stories from women who have been brave enough to take the leap from corporate and now live the life they've always dreamed of. Women like you and me. They did it, I did it, and you can too. Grab a cuppa, find a cozy spot, then sit back and enjoy the episode. Hello, welcome to the Your Dream or Mine podcast. I'm your host, Laura Cruz, also known as the Dream Transition Mentor. How is your April going so far? I hope you're having a successful, positive and happy month and that the sun is shining wherever you are. So this month on the podcast, I have an amazing sponsor, Beansprout, run by the fabulous Helen Christopher. And I want to tell you about what Beansprout do. So let me ask you this. Are you feeling uncertain, fearful or overwhelmed about starting your own business? And you probably are, because that's why you're in this world. Well, Beansprout are here to help. Don't worry, you're not alone. Many aspiring entrepreneurs face similar challenges at the beginning of their journey. But guess what? Beansprout are here to help you overcome those obstacles and transform your dreams into a successful reality. Beansprout's business startup program is designed with you in mind. You'll get 3 months of personalized support and targeted advice, as well as practical training and tips that will ensure that you gain clarity, you can say goodbye to uncertainty and confusion, you'll learn with jargon-free and clear advice, you'll learn what you need to do in order to launch your business successfully. You'll get peace of mind, so no more fear or overwhelm, you'll be sure that you are starting your business with strong roots. And you'll get support because you'll get to join a community of like-minded business owners who are on the same journey as you. You'll become part of Beansprout's exclusive client-only group and you'll share experiences and learn from not just Beansprout themselves, but from your peers. Don't let fear or uncertainty hold you back from pursuing your entrepreneurial dreams. Take the first step towards success by joining Beansprout's Startup Support Program, and together you can turn your vision into reality. Learn more about this by clicking the link into the show notes and get in touch with Beansprout. For an investment of just £495, you could soon be up and running. I can personally recommend Beansprout. Helen's a fantastic business owner and a huge supporter of small businesses. So if you know you need help with your accountancy and getting your business off the ground, get in touch with Beansprout. So today I want to talk to you about finding a solution to the problem when it arises. You might think that that seems like a funny title, but I so often see with my clients that what they are trying to do is find a solution to the problem now before it's even arisen. So before the problem's even there, they're focused on looking for a solution and they're not even there yet. Why is this a problem, you might ask? Well, because if we spend all our time worrying or fretting or trying to solve problems that haven't already arisen, we're not actively promoting our business, we're not actively working in it, we're not selling, we're not making progress because we're worrying about things that haven't even happened yet. They've not even happened. We don't even know if they're going to happen. They might happen, they might not happen. They might happen in a different way. So spending your time and energy now because you're fretting about things that might happen in the future is a surefire way to keep yourself feeling really stuck and not being able to move forward. And I think we see this so often in life, in all areas of our life. We play really safe because we anticipate that if we do a particular thing, well, you know, what might that lead to? I don't know if I could do that because that's going to be a problem. And because we're worried about what that problem might be, we stay stuck in the status quo because it's easier, it's safer, and our brain says, go on, stay here in the safe zone. Don't push yourself forward. But if you allow yourself to stay stuck, can't get my words out. If you allow those fears to override what you're doing, you will never move forward. You will never change. You'll never grow. You'll never develop that, you know, that particular side of your life that you want to develop. You won't allow yourself the opportunity and you'll keep yourself stuck. Life is uncertain, isn't it? Life is really uncertain, and you just never know what's going to happen in your life. And I'll share something with you, which is really sad, actually. And it's topical for me, not topical, it's timely for me, because this thing happened 9 years ago. But a member of my family died suddenly 9 years ago this month. And that came completely out of the blue. And when I say out of the blue, I mean absolutely no idea where that was coming from. Literally no idea. So from a fairly innocuous illness, something that was just like a, you know, like a flu, to actually losing that member of my family was absolutely shocking. Shocking, stressful, devastating, heartbreaking, cruel. Like, how could that be? How could that actually be that thing happened? And even 9 years on, I'm still shocked by it. Shocked that thing actually happened. And that grieving process and that thing that happened to us will never go away, in the sense that you know, the shock is probably the biggest shock I've ever had in my life. Absolutely awful, awful. But I share that with you, not because I look for sympathy, not because I'm trying to be like clickbaity, not because I'm trying to suggest, what am I trying to say? I'm not trying to be sensationalist. You know, it's not a sob story. It's not any of those things. It's not an X Factor. Oh, look what happened to me. Because that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is that thing that happened was so shocking and so out of the blue, you couldn't have predicted it. So when I'm talking about trying to solve a problem before it arises, we didn't even know that was a problem. We didn't even know that was coming, just completely left field. That's obviously really extreme. But my thoughts around that, and I really tried for a very long time after that happened to very much live in the moment and to be grateful for every day that I had, and to not sweat the small stuff, and to be grateful for my loved ones and my partner and my parents and life and daffodils and green grass and love and happiness. I tried to do all of that. Of course, naturally over time that fades a little bit, and you know, you still sweat the small stuff and still get bothered by stuff. But at the time I remember saying having a little conversation with the person that I lost in my mind, and saying that I was ready to live a life in a way that she couldn't, to live a life which said that I'm going to try all the things that I want to try, and I'm going to do as much as I want to do, and I'm not going to let fear hold me back, because fear is so damaging and will keep you stuck, and you don't want to be stuck. You want to be doing something different. I guess it's that kind of pushing on. At that time when that happened, I was about to change jobs, and I had a pretty stable job at the time, and I needed to change it. I was commuting driving massive amount of miles each day, and I was like haring around on the M1 and racing back to get home. In fact, I just saw a memory on Facebook, which it said, it's 5 o'clock. I've got a 2-hour journey home and I need to pick the kids up by 6. What am I going to do? And that was a fairly regular thing. I used to often be in Nottingham and, you know, be trying to get out of a meeting, get stuck in traffic and have to drive like a bat out of hell to get home in time to pick up the kids so I wouldn't get in trouble with kids club or with my nanny or whatever. And it was stressful. It was stressful. And I knew I needed to change. And then when what happened to us as a family, I was already in the process of interviewing for another job and it came up. And I was scared about taking it because I thought, well, I've got a fairly stable job and I don't know this company, and I'm a single parent living in my own home with my 3 children. What if it doesn't work out? And I just thought about the person that we'd lost. And I thought, well, what would she want? What would she suggest I did? And I thought, she'll say, you should go for the other job because it's going to be better for your work-life balance, better for you with the kids, better flexibility, closer to home. It's going to be all of those things. Try not to worry about what's later down the line. Try to focus on what you have now. So I guess that was a really early example of me of just saying, come on, just live in the moment now rather than worrying about something that might happen 2 years down the line. And I guess when I that job I went for, I ended up staying there for 5 years. And when I left there, I left because I thought that it was my last role before I worked for myself. I left there because I thought I might get made redundant. So the whole reason I started thinking about setting up my business was because I thought I was going to get made redundant. And if I got made redundant, you know, if the company got bought out and I got made redundant, you know, what would I do? So I started looking at working for myself. I started exploring that. I started doing some mindset work around it. And I realized that I really wanted to work for myself. And that's what I did. As it happened, the company didn't get sold. Still not sold now, all these years later. So my fear about what might happen never actually happened. But I spent an awful lot of time worrying about it, stressing about it in advance of that, because just in case something happened, but it didn't happen. So I'd wasted a lot of time and energy worrying about something that just didn't actually ever turn up. So there will be other things in your life that you'll be fretting about and you won't do because you're worrying about how you can resolve it right now, even before it's become an actual issue. And I would encourage you to suspend that, not to live recklessly, but to suspend your thought that you have to know the answer to absolutely everything, because you don't. There will be things that you come across and you can't possibly know how to answer them until they actually come. And until you see exactly what that situation is, because as I said, the situation that may come up may be very different to the situation that you thought was going to come up. So you've been worrying about it and creating a solution to a problem that isn't actually the same problem anymore. So that was a waste of time. So when you are thinking about working for yourself and a lot of problems that may come up, try to be really open-minded about what you think may come up. Be realistic, of course. I'm not suggesting anybody just, you know, jumps off the deep end and jumps off a cliff and says, oh yeah, I'm just going to work for myself and I'm not going to worry about anything because Laura said, don't worry about it until don't find the solution until the problem arises. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if you worry so much about every single aspect of working for yourself and every single issue, you won't even get started because you'll tell yourself that there's too many problems to solve. You won't know how to solve them. You don't even know what you do. How would you work that out? So I'll just stay stuck where I am right now. And if you're listening to this podcast and you are a regular listener or you follow me, you'll know that's not what you want to do because you're following me because you know that you want to do something different. So try not to let the thought of future problems get in your brain now. Try to allow yourself to go, I hate this saying, go with the flow a little bit. So corny. But try to allow yourself to go with the flow a little. Just a little bit. Just see how that goes. And do you know what? You're an intelligent woman. You're an intelligent person. When things come up, you will find a way to work them out. And if you don't know how to work them out, you'll ask somebody. You'll seek some advice. You'll seek some support. You'll do some research. You'll find a way. You'll always find a way because you are a fantastic person with a brain, with drive, with ambition, with thoughts. You'll know what to do. You'll find your way. So before I go, I want to just let you know about a fantastic bootcamp that I am running next week. It kicks off on Monday, 22nd of April. It's called Your Dream Life Bootcamp. If you are ready to create a life which is different to what you've got now, or it's tweaked or it's improved or whatever. If you're ready to create your dream life, or you're in your life but it's not quite where you want to be right now, then you need to join me for your Dream Life Bootcamp, because I'm going to take you on a journey of really exploring what your dream life would actually look like. And even better than that, once you've worked out what it looks like, you're going to go out there and get it. It's a fantastic way to work with me over a 4-night period. So do sign up. I'm going to be doing the sessions at 8 o'clock each evening, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You'll absolutely love it. There's prizes for taking part, but not just that, you're just going to have a blast. So do join me for your Dream Life Bootcamp. We kick off on Monday, 22nd of April, 8 p.m. GMT. I will pop the link in the show notes. Register and join me on Monday. Now, don't let those problems stop you from doing what you want to do. You can fix them when they come up. I'll see you next time, my fellow dreamer. You have been listening to the Your Dream or Mine podcast with Laura Cruz. If you're ready to create the dream life and business that you've always wanted, then let's work together. Order my book, listen to the podcast, join the Dream Life Academy, come to the Dream Life Business Club, get involved with me. I can help you to create the dream life and business you've always wanted.